Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 24th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Benefit of early initiation of disease-modifying therapy in community-based patients with suspected heart failure. The study concluded that initiating heart failure therapies when an elevated N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide level is detected in community-based patients with suspected heart failure may reduce the risk of early adverse outcomes. The analysis suggested a potential benefit from the early initiation of a sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitor and/or a mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist in these patients. This therapeutic approach applies to individuals with suspected heart failure who also have pre-existing non-heart failure-related indications. The findings underscore the importance of prompt pharmacological intervention in managing early stages of heart failure. Article number 2. Aortic insufficiency progression in patients with left ventricular assist devices and prior Impella support. The study addressed a critical clinical concern regarding the incidence and risk factors for aortic insufficiency in patients receiving mechanical circulatory support. It focused on individuals who received Impella percutaneous temporary left ventricular assist devices, those with Impella followed by durable left ventricular assist devices, and those with durable left ventricular assist devices alone. Understanding aortic insufficiency progression is crucial for managing patients supported by these devices, as its incidence and specific risk factors have remained unclear in this population. This research highlighted the need for clarity regarding distinct clinical pathways and outcomes in these complex patient groups. Article number 3. Longitudinal trends and contemporary outcomes of combined heart-lung transplantation. The study found that combined heart-lung transplants in the United States experienced a gradual decline, but then showed a significant rise in procedures since 2014, particularly among adults. This shift represents an important change in the landscape of thoracic organ transplantation. Understanding these evolving longitudinal trends is critical for clinicians managing patients awaiting or undergoing this complex procedure. The research provides key insights into the contemporary patterns of combined heart-lung transplantation. Article number 4. Identification of a highly functional effector CD8 positive T-cell program after transplantation in mice and humans. The study identified a highly functional effector CD8 positive T-cell program crucial for post-transplantation immune responses in both mice and humans. Researchers found that agonism of the CD43-1B11 receptor in vitro induced CD8 positive T-cell proliferation even with subthreshold antigen stimulation. In vivo, CD43-1B11 agonism successfully overcame costimulation blockade-induced tolerance and significantly enhanced CD8 positive T-cell cytokine production. These findings provide key insights into the mechanisms by which T-cells mediate allograft rejection, offering potential targets for preventing transplant rejection. Article number 5. Impact of name-based implicit bias on time to diagnosis and outcomes in ST elevation myocardial infarction. The study revealed that patients with marginalized characteristics often experience delayed diagnosis of ST elevation myocardial infarction, despite established fast-track protocols. Specifically, the research found that name-based implicit bias impacts the time to diagnosis and patient outcomes. Patients with phonetically uncommon surnames experience delays from first medical contact to ST elevation myocardial infarction diagnosis compared to patients with common surnames within the fast-track network. This highlights a critical disparity in care delivery influenced by implicit bias. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.